Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis for our meditation this morning is the text recently read, looking primarily at the first and last verses, which I'll read again briefly for you. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. I've been recognized as one who almost constantly wears a collar. If people see me without one, they think something is wrong. You go to a military installation and you see men wearing uniforms and women wearing uniforms. You drive down the street and you see men in uniforms driving cars with little red cherries or blue cherries on the top of their cars. When you come into church, you see men wearing dresses or robes. Clothes are a message. When we put on clothes, we're telling people something. We're telling people something about who we are and how we think about ourselves. We may be telling people what we may be planning to do or planning to go. We may be telling people or give an indication by what we wear as to what our job is. Sometimes clothes indicate a function, such as a robe in a church. It lets you know who is leading, who is assisting with the worship. God knows this, and he thought it important that we have clothes to identify who we are, to make a statement to us and to those around us, who we are, how we are to function, and where we are going. Where are we going? We who have been baptized and baptized into Christ, we are destined to live with God eternally. We are destined to be in our heavenly home. We are headed there to live with him for all eternity. Our clothes show that. We wear Christ. It shows that we belong to him. What is our function? Our function is to radiate to the world that light which we have received, to reflect Christ to our neighbor, to those who sit near us, or stand near us, or work near us, or live near us, to reflect the love of Christ. So if they are yet in darkness, they may see the light and be drawn to it, so they too can put on the very precious robe of Christ. The cost of this clothing Christ. It's free to us. There's nothing we have been able to do, no amount of money we've been able to earn and accumulate, which helps us purchase this. It is by grace that we have received this precious clothing of Christ. It is Christ who paid the ultimate price for this clothing. It is through his death and resurrection on the cross. It was the price of his blood being spilled out that shed down his cheek, down his arms, onto the ground. It was the price of death that Christ paid so he might be able to clothe all those who would come to him and believe in him and trust in him. And that's why Paul writes to us through the Galatians, his letter to the Galatians, that we are baptized into Christ. See, baptism is a way that God is able to bring us this grace and to bring us this cloth, this clothing. And because we wear this clothing, it identifies who we are. Now that we have faith in Jesus Christ, Paul encourages the brethren and the sisters and all who are hearing him that we are belonging to Christ. We are like the seeds of Abraham. See, Abraham was promised that he would have many nations that would come out from him, that he would be the father of many people groups, many nations. And Paul here is encouraging those who didn't have Jewish blood traced back to Abraham, encouraging that the promise is not just for those who can trace the blood, but more important, the promise is really given to those who, like Abraham, believed in the promise of that one seed that would come and conquer sin, death, and the devil. That one seed, Jesus Christ, which would be a covering for all of us. So when God, our Heavenly Father, would look down over us, we would no longer see detestable, ugly sinners on their path to destruction and eternal hell. But we look down and see Christ there and there and there and there, wherever faith, wherever belief, wherever God's word is preached. Today's the last day of CITI. At least most of us think it is. Some of us hope it is. And some of us are sad that it is. In one sense, it is the end of CITI, but only in this place. Because you are church interpreters. It's very important that you would remember, as well as these men out here who are studying to be pastors, it's not the eloquence of our words nor the perfection of our signs that's going to win people for Jesus Christ. But it is the message, the word of God in which we handle with our hands and articulate with our tongues that is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel, the power of God unto salvation. And so really, despite us, the Holy Spirit will use this word to work faith in those who hear and see us. But we also must remember, in addition to the message of the word that we are communicating with our hands and our mouths, we are communicating to others that precious cloth that we have put on through baptism and faith in Jesus Christ. So consequently, not only our words and hands and lips, but what they see that clothes us. Will they see that precious cloth that Christ put around us? Will they see that precious light of love and compassion? Will we be reflecting that light and love to those we speak to? Ultimately, the message is the word of God, but we are the message bearers. And by our actions and our deeds, by our heart, we convince others that the word of God is true because it made a difference in our life. So I pray today that this is not the end of CITI, that it's not the end of church interpreter training, but you will go on as church interpreter trainees, learning better to improve your skills, so you can communicate better, but knowing that it's not your perfection and skills that saves, but it's the gospel, which you will articulate, which you will demonstrate, in which you will live, because you have been clothed with Christ. Go in peace and serve the Lord, for certainly you are the sons and daughters of God, and he will work mighty things through you. Amen.